The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Want to know a great way to boost your mood almost instantly?
Yeah!
Give your friend or loved one a hug. But not just any hug, a 20-second hug. According to research, that's the average time it takes your body to release oxytocin. So hold on tight.
Yeah.
Not one of those little tiny hugs, like a hug.
You hear that? 20 seconds, they say, is all you need for a hug to really, I guess, be effective, because that's how long it takes to release the oxytocin. Or I've heard some people call it the love hormone.
How do you... Wait a minute now. I don't know about you. I've got people in my life who don't want to be hugged for that long.
You know what? It's funny. I was thinking about this. In fact, my husband and I were talking about it last night, and he's like, 20 seconds is kind of a long hug. It doesn't seem that long. Go hug your loved one today for just 20 seconds. And it's awkward. It's like that person who shakes your hand and you're kind of ready to stop shaking their hand.
And they won't let go.
Yeah. And you feel like you have to do a couple of what they call them. You have to pump your hand. It's like, this is awkward. Please let go. Where do I look? It's like that. Well, I guess people want to hug longer than that. And it's gotten so out of hand that this airport in New Zealand has caused quite the controversy by putting up a sign that it is kind of supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, but not really at the same time. The sign says, max hug time, 3 minutes. For fonder farewells, please use the car park. What they're saying is people are hugging for so long when they're going to drop people off that it's causing congestion, that people are having to wait in these long lines.
Nobody's hugging for
3 minutes. Well, maybe they're hugging for the 20 seconds so that oxytocin releases, and then they're just mingling. It is a problem. Sometimes when, I mean, I don't have a major issue when I've dropped people off at Lambert, but you will know that there are always those people who are going to stand there and like catch up on life when they're trying to drop somebody off. Like the whole point is to drop them off and then leave. Like say your goodbye. This isn't the time to catch up on all the things in life. You should have done that before you went to the airport. So people now, of course, are saying, well, maybe other airports should impose this because it gets a little bit obnoxious how congested it gets.
I think as long as you separate out the fact that there could be reasons for a hug that long. I mean, maybe you're feeling a little frisky or you're trying to comfort someone, right? Like somebody's had something traumatic happen to them and you're comforting someone and you might hang on to them for a couple of minutes, right? While they're sobbing on your shoulder or something like that. But for I'm driving you to the airport to put you on a plane to send you somewhere, that's probably, unless it's the last time you're ever going to see that individual, mm-hmm. and what are the odds, you're not hugging for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I thought about, let's say like a mom and a dad are dropping off their son or daughter to go, you know, in the military or something, and you don't know when you're going to see them or
right.
all the things.
Still.
Like, that makes sense. But again, I think 20 seconds is very long. Someone please hug for 3 minutes and let us know how awkward you feel.
You're probably giving up your man card at that point if you're the guy in that part of the relationship.
Just don't want to let go.
No.
I don't know. Airports, it is tricky at airports. Lambert, like I said, is not that bad. Well, it's kind of a sad reason that it's not that bad is because we need to add more flights. We need to have better development and infrastructure here in the St. Louis area to attract more businesses, which would then attract more passengers coming in and out of our airport. But you go to some of those other airports like Chicago, and it is just chaos.
Nobody wants to stay at Lambert for 3 minutes, so you wouldn't want to be there hugging
like,
for that
out.
Long.
And let's be real. I mean, are you one of those people who is going to get there well in advance, 2+ hours before your flight? Because I'm going to push it. I like being at airports. There's something exciting to me about like people watching there, but I don't want to go sit there for 3 hours and twiddle my thumbs or spend $9 on a little drink, you know, like a soda or something at the airport. I'm one of those people.
$12 on a beer. It's like a ballpark beer.
Right. I'm one of those people who's going to get there. I feel like Trump. I'm moving my hands like an accordion, and I just realized that I'm watching him too much. Those are pretty funny, those videos they've done, because it's so spot on. But I don't like to get to the airport with a ton of time to spare. I want to get there just in time to get through security and then get to my gate.
I'm with you. I didn't know this was an issue. I didn't know the length of time people were being hugged was an issue.
Well, I don't even know if it's hugging, it's just lingering.
Because these days you're in line, right? You're not getting to your loved one. You're not getting to the gate because you'd have to get through security to get to the gate. So the hugging all has to be happening outside of the airport, right?
Yeah, it'd be their little drop-off zone.
At the drop-off zone or right inside the front door.
Well, they're saying if you want to have a longer hug or not even just hugging, you want
to
like chat, go to the parking lot, they say, and you can spend 15 minutes with your loved one.
Will you, like, are they waiving fees for public nudity if you go to the car park? I'm trying to think out loud.
I didn't see that part there, Mark.
I'm trying to think this out to its logical conclusion. Why would you need to go to the car for a longer get together?
Well, I'm not going to speculate, Mark. There are things people probably do. This is New Zealand.
New Zealand, okay.
But this just speaks to this general trend where people are so distracted. I admit sometimes I'm in my own little world, and let's say you're behind somebody at a store and they're chatting and they're just standing there and not in any hurry, or they're crossing the street. Okay, let's just keep broadening this out. They're crossing the street and they're taking their sweet old time. Like, it's like a little sloth moving across the street when you're trying to go. I'm not saying you have to just start sprinting. I get that. But move, like actually pretend
yes.
like you care about maybe getting across the street a little bit faster so that I can continue on.
They don't care.
Right?
They don't care.
It's just
nobody cares.
Every time I look at people in driving next to me, I'm telling you, we were driving home from Iowa yesterday, and I'm just watching all these people not even holding their phone down. I mean, holding it up eye level right
while they're driving.
And I've heard people watch TV shows while they're driving.
Yeah.
I'm like,
sure.
Yeah, I can understand listening to a TV show. But the fact that you need to set it up potentially on your dashboard or wherever they're putting it.
Well, I mean, I know who those people are because I drove by a lady one time on the interstate. She didn't have her phone up on the steering wheel. She had a book open.
Oh, my gosh.
The
You've
wheel.
Got to be kidding
she's
me.
She's reading a book
no.
while she's driving down the highway. And I'm thinking, okay, that beats everything I've seen.
I was going
right
to say,
there.
That's arguably
insane.
Worse than even watching a show.
Now I did, my friend Mark, who owns one of those new Tesla trucks, took a video of himself the other day with it self-driving itself. I mean, I guess you could do that and be reading your phone or reading a book while you're going down the interstate if you trusted it. That would take a lot of trust for me to
I don't think I could
take
do
my
it.
Hands off the wheel.
I mean, we all know technology fails us sometimes, so I'm not going to put my life in the hands of a self-driving car. I mean, I could see myself doing it for a second, but I would want to be still staring at the road.
And I'm a big fan of Elon Musk. Like, I'm going to go sign that petition and get my chance at $1 million a day.
You think
you
they're going to be able to stop him? They're sitting there trying to say that what he did raises questions and all these things. What questions does it raise aside from how the heck are you? I mean, we know why he's that rich, but seriously, like, how do you have that much money? You can just give $1 million a day out to somebody.
Well, I mean, I know what they'll try to argue. They'll try to argue that it's some sort of in-kind contribution and it's violating the limits of political contributions or something like that. I know where they'll try to go with it. I don't think they'll get anywhere because they got 2 weeks left. They're going to have to go to court and try to prove that because he was trying to get people to sign this petition for his PAC. He's not trying to get them to donate money, but if you sign up with this PAC, he's giving away $1 million a day.
He's not even saying you have to vote for Donald Trump. He can't control who you go vote for. I mean, I'm sure there are going to be people coming out of the woodworks who are going to sign that pact to enter into this as a person who could win $1 million and then vote for Kamala. What stops them?
Nothing. Except I'm not sure all that many people are voting for Kamala.
Go
the more
Elon
I hear
Musk.
About. No kidding.
I just love watching these videos and seeing all the support for him. I was getting goosebumps yesterday just seeing how people have come together and rallied behind this team. I say a team now because it feels like a team, you know, when you have Elon and you have Tulsi and Trump and RFK Jr. and Vivek Ramaswamy's out there all over the place campaigning for him.
Yeah, but she's got Lizzo and Andy Cohen.
Well, I forgot about Lizzo.
Come on.
Shoot. Man, and Lizzo is such a good role model for all these young women who like her and watch her dance in very, well, barely there clothing.
And Lizzo basically got up on stage and made Trump's argument for him when she endorsed Kamala Harris. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And there's another group out there, like in terms of judging support. Occasionally, the left-wing media tells you things that they're probably a little bit embarrassed about. But I'm going to get to that when we come back right after the break.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.